Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
While we're talking about playoff teams and playoff positioning and matchups and what should the Giants do and all that other stuff as far as playing their players or not, the Jets aren't playing for anything, Bart. However, they still are playing for something, which is more of a – and we might have seen all we think we need to see out of Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
But is he starting against the Dolphins?
No, not at all.
No, he is not.
It's Mike White.
Who has rib issues, yes.
Yeah, but if he was able to make it through last week, then he should be better this week.
I mean,
correct?
Did he get through last week?
Well, listen, he finished the game physically.
Great.
Zach is broken. Zach needs a hard reset, and this be Zach's last
interesting
season to be able to do anything. Well, you owe it to Mike White to try and push his stock back up.
All right. Well, Robert Saleh, the head coach of the Jets, was on the Michael Kay Show yesterday, and I thought this was a great question to ask, which is simply, you know, why wouldn't you start Zach Wilson? Wouldn't you want to see more out of him before you go into the offseason?
No, like I said, for Zach, it's not about his playing ability. You know, Zach is a very talented young man, and we have a lot of faith in him, but it's sometimes playing can be counterproductive. And for Zach, we have all the faith in the world in him. He has tremendous arm talent, and like I said, he needs to hit the reset button. And it's one of those situations with Mike White. If Mike's ready to go, he's going to play.
I get it. I mean, he's Jay Cutler right now. He has all the arm talent in the world, but he's broken upstairs.
He said he needs to get away from football.
Yes.
He's a kid.
Listen,
he hasn't played enough football to get away from football.
He's had his feelings hurt twice.
Oh, boy.
Right? He's came back, and he's ready to go, right?
Does he need a hug? I mean, what are we talking about?
He needs a sports psychiatrist.
I think he needs to just get out there and take the – there's no pressure to win – get out there and you got to find yourself. I feel like reps are important for young players to figure it out and finally go, oh, okay, that's what it feels like. That's what it is. Like, get away from football. You realize at BYU, he hardly played. He didn't play that much, especially with COVID. He didn't play that much. Came into the league already as somebody where you're like, we don't have a ton of film on him, but some things looked good. And, of course, he had the throw of the pro day season.
Yeah, but he was throwing with against air. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but sometimes you just listen. If he played bad, the crowd's gonna boo, and that's gonna mess with his psyche even more.
The game is not at home.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It's in Miami.
Why is that home?
That's where all the Jet fans live at. What you mean? That's damn near a home game. Watch how many Jet fans.
It's a huge game for the Dolphins.
Listen, in certain places where it don't matter, Jet fans are going to travel to that game. All the wives are going to travel to that game.
Why?
Because it's a free vacation for them, so they act like they're there to support their spouse. But they really ain't. They there to hang out and go to one Tweezy.
That really happens?
Yes.
Wait. This meaningless game, they're going to have all the family. Everybody's going to be down for this game.
Yes.
Are you serious? Why? Because they're going right to vacation this game?
It's an annual thing. And usually all the PSL owners – they usually travel to that game too. They might have a chartered flight down there. That's usually what happens.
Man,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And especially they were already planning this out. You didn't think the Jets were going to lose five straight. So they already planned to be able to go down there to support because they thought they were going to be playing for something too. What are you going to do? Cancel it? You're going to cancel a trip to Miami.
I didn't say cancel it. That sounds just bizarre.
It always happens.
You were a couple of weeks ago, you were a team that was in the playoff picture.
So was Miami.
And if I'm the head coach, I'm like, guys, this is a business trip.
No, they already go. Sometimes they have a chartered plane that's for PSL owners and stuff like that. They pick what game they want to go
this?
To.
You ever do this?
I've seen it happen. My wife understood that I didn't play that. Like,
wouldn't you look around the room like, guys, this is a bit like
it's gonna be
I
guys,
know
it's
week
gonna be
18
guys,
looks
bro,
nice. Bro, we're in South Beach. But that might be a business trip and let's get focused. I don't want people planning vacations around a game that would have, could have, and should have had playoff implications. Am I wrong to say that?
You're not, but it's going to be guys going to dinner reservations with their wives. Like, it always happens, man.
What did Mickey say to Rocky? What did Mickey say to Rocky?
You can win?
No.
Women hurt your legs?
Well, they don't hurt your legs. Women weaken legs.
Well, basically hurt your legs.
I mean, it could happen.
But you see what I'm saying, though? Like, those trips are already planned before the season comes out. right?
All right, well, that's off topic. So you feel like I've seen enough of Zach Wilson, but you also aren't on the side of he won't be with the team next year. Like, if I asked you, no, give me a percentage.
It'd be dumb to get rid of him. Why? It costs you nothing to keep
him. Is it 99% certain he'll be a Jet next year?
Yes, but are they going to bring in real competition for him?
All right.
You have to. Will that be Mike White? No. I don't think it's being Mike White.
Mike White. Mike White's getting this start as a one last showcase as you go into free agency?
Yeah, basically. And also for you to make sure that Garrett Wilson can continue to, like, you want to sell, like, hey, the team played well and look at all the young weapons you have. And, you know, we're not talking about the quarterback, but look at all the things that the other guys did. Look how Garrett Wilson looked.
That part's fair. You want to get Garrett Wilson offensive, you know, you want to get him rookie of the year. Right. Like, you want to do
that's
that.
That's good for your resume. You got sauce.
Get somebody that can actually throw him the ball.
Because you can sell hope.
Yeah.
The Jets are in, okay, let's see if we can salvage.
Showcase mode for free agents.
Let's showcase and let's try and see if we can get that victory. It don't really matter because you really, if you're a true Jet fan, you kind of hope that they don't win and that you can get that top 10 pick because you know you can get greedy and maybe move up.
Mm-hmm.
And because teams know that you aren't going to take a quarterback and the quarterback's already gone, you can move up and maybe get an outstanding player if it's a top 10 pick.
All right. 800-919-3776 is the number. We'll get your calls on this topic if you want to see Zach or not see Zach or what your feelings are on him. In just a few seconds, though, we have a list already of potential available quarterbacks for next year. And I'm going to go through them with Bart and let him decide, like, yes or no. We'll maybe even power rank them, just the available quarterbacks for the Jets next year. Hey, if you want to relive some of Michael Kay Show's 20th anniversary, you can catch the Unplugged segments on the ESPN New York app. Just download the free ESPN New York app, scroll down to the Unplugged tile, and enjoy episodes 1 and 2. They're live now. It's brought to you by Jackpocket. Play the official state lottery games like Powerball and Mega Millions on your phone. By the way, lots of money available right now on both of those.
Mm.
Download the Jackpocket app and get your first Mega Million or Powerball ticket for free using code ESPN. Can we do that? Are we allowed to do that? Because there's some money out there, man. We should do it as a show. Must be 18 or old to play. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-1-877-8-HOPE-NY. Let me do that again. 1-877-8-HOPE-NY. All right, so Bart, let's look at this list. This was put out by Spotrac. They follow all the contracts and everything. It's potentially available quarterbacks for this offseason in the NFL. And, again, potentially means a lot of things. They could become free agents. In some cases, it's unlikely because of whether it's franchise tag or any other situation. The very top of the list, of course, is Lamar Jackson. We discussed this yesterday. The Jets would have to give a king's ransom in assets and then, of course, a contract extension for this to happen. But you feel like there's a possibility. So if I gave you, we're going to use a 1 to 10 scale. Lamar Jackson, 1 to 10 as a Jets target. What would you give that?
A 2.
You're not feeling it.
I just don't think the Ravens will ever let him walk away. They can franchise tag him twice.
From a Jets perspective, do you think Joe Douglas has him high on a list of this is a priority we need to explore right away, or is he like, man, I already know? Because, you know, he's got obviously some of that in his past. He's got some Raven blood.
Yeah.
So he would know how things are going on.
I'm sure he can call Eric DeCoste and say, is this something that you want to talk about?
Do we have a discussion here or no? And if he tells him no, all right, we're done.
But then you call him again when or if the Ravens get knocked out of the playoffs and Lamar start negotiations. But then you're going to ask Joe Douglas to do something that could change the way that quarterbacks get paid. See, the reason why the Ravens don't want to do that is because they know it affects the quarterback market forever. Like, you look at what Cleveland
did. Right.
And if they do it, the Jets will have to guarantee Lamar.
$250.
Right. Guaranteed.
Right.
Locked in.
If you're Woody Johnson, and think about it. This franchise hasn't had they haven't had a top five quarterback since Joe Namath. It has been that long. Ken O'Brien put up some numbers.
You're going to become the villain. You're going to become the villain.
I don't care. I'm tired of being the doormat. Make me the villain. I don't want to be a doormat anymore. And one thing that changes that is getting a great quarterback who's got an MVP trophy already in the trophy case, and he's young.
Because the chain reaction is Joe Burrow's going to get a guaranteed contract.
Good.
Herbert's going to get a guaranteed contract.
Doesn't matter
league,
to me.
And the league is going, and the history is going to remember that you're the one that messed it up.
Guess what doesn't happen? I don't have a question mark at quarterback for the first time in 50 years.
Lamar's on the injury report.
Oh, all of a sudden, now you're a hater. All right, let's continue with the list. Potentially available quarterbacks. The next one's Tom Brady. Can we just eliminate?
I mean, that doesn't
sound
bad.
If he's going north, he's going to the Patriots. He and Robert Kraft have two good relationships.
No, he's not going to the Patriots. No.
He and Robert Kraft have too good a relationship for that to happen.
If you hate Bill Belichick, you go to the Jets.
I don't think he hates Bill Belichick.
I don't think he likes him. I think
if he's going anywhere, it's Vegas.
But what I'm saying is, if he decides to come to New York, it's going to help his brand to make up some of the money he lost from the STX.
Do they still have the place in Manhattan?
I'm sure they do.
Is that his now or is it hers?
Yeah. Tomatoes.
next on the list. This is an interesting one.
No, go back to the Tom Brady.
Oh, okay.
Because the reason why Tom Brady.
Oh, you're not shooting this down at all, are you?
Yeah. The reason why the Tom Brady makes sense is because Tom Brady will probably play 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Zach Wilson.
And then Zach can be the fourth year guy. You don't pick up his option like Daniel Jones. You make him play
right.
The fourth year out.
Okay.
So that's good because that's a guy that's all willing right. to come in and leave.
So you're not shooting down the idea of Tom Brady.
Yeah, I think that's more possible than.
Really?
I think than Lamar.
Okay.
Because you're right. Just paying 1 year and the Jets don't have to pay anybody, so they can pay Tom Brady $50 million for 1 year.
I just think it's. You know, at the end,
He's still threw for 5,000 yards.
I know. The next name on this list is, again, Spotrac put out a list of potential free agent quarterbacks for this offseason.
Okay.
And so far, Lamar Jackson and Bart's kind of like shooting that one down. Tom Brady, though, Bart's like, you know, don't say no. This third one would be kind of interesting, but I don't see it. Daniel Jones.
I mean, yeah.
It fits there.
I mean, and you're talking about the RPO game with a guy like Breece Hall.
The fit is there.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
What price?
Right.
I mean, what you mean? The Jets have a better roster. So you put Daniel Jones on
As far as receivers go, yeah.
Yeah, receivers and, you know,
okay.
The offensive line, when if Becton can never stay healthy.
So
and
you
Vera
try
Tucker,
to, like kind of sneak in the back door. As the Giants think that they'll...
Excuse me? Didn't they do that? I mean, we gave them Leonard Williams. They stole Snack Harris from us. What do you mean? They always take our players. It's about time we take one of theirs, right?
All right. Well, you always like Daniel Jones, so that you're on record for that. Derek Carr is another name here.
Yeah.
Now, it's not
get him in trade.
It's not potentially free agent. I should correct myself. It's potentially available. So it's suggesting this guy could be on his way out. Could be available to get. Derek Carr certainly is that. You talked enough about that yesterday, how that could work. Yeah. You don't give him an extension.
Just trade.
It's a short-term deal. You trade for him. You don't have to give him a lot
because
for
all
him.
His guaranteed money not in there. So if he comes in, you play him one big year. If he stinks it up, you just cut him.
All right, Jimmy G is the next one.
Yeah, I mean,
I think it makes sense on many levels because, again, LaFleur, Shanahan, he knows all that. All right. And also, it's a quality guy who's just – all he does is win.
Yeah.
And he doesn't do anything to make you lose. But yeah, there is that, too. All right, quickly now the rest of these names. Just like quick hits. Ready? Ryan Tannehill. No. Right? Wow, okay. You're just kind of like
– You can win with Ryan Tannehill.
I guess you could – as you said, you could do worse, and you are right now. So that's still an upgrade. Geno Smith.
Yeah, why not?
Baker Mayfield.
He threw the bath all out. No, Baker in New York would be –
Oh my God! Right,
unbearable.
Sam Darnold,
yeah.
Andy Dalton,
no. Hell, Red Rifle, no.
Red Rifle. Jordan Love.
I mean, yeah. If you're getting him on his rookie deal and you're just picking up his fifth year option, it's kind of like
what do you know about him? You don't know what he is.
Well, but you know that he plays your brother's system.
All right, more. Taylor Heineke.
Nah. I might go Minshew Mania.
The hell with that. Matt Ryan, Matty Ice.
Hell no.
I'm done. Carson Wentz. I'm done.
Why?
Wait, I got more names. Wait. Carson Wentz, we're both like, that's out, right? Like,
Quit playing. He needs to go play in the USFL.
To me, I should be using drops here, right? This is what I should be using drops. And I'm not being very creative right now. It's a bad job by me. Where the hell did it go? Jameis Winston.
Probably not.
Hell no.
Mm-hmm. Marcus Mariota.
Nope. He walked out on his team. They told him that was his guy. Arthur Smith was his guy.
Yeah. And that really didn't work out either. The last name on this list of a potentially available quarterbacks is Mitchell Trubisky.
Hell no.
You out on that?
No, hell no.
Bam! Yeah, that's one that... So you're...
That's frustrating.
So the one you spent the most time talking about is Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I think you're out of your mind.
No, I'm not. Listen.
What other reasons for Tom Brady? I know Brett Favre did it.
And they were... But that really they were leading the league.
But that was against his wishes.
Before he tore his bicep.
Were they 11-4, right? Where they were insane.
They were 9-2.
And then he got hurt.
Yes.
And then, of course, the other thing happened, which... How embarrassing is that? Although it wasn't the worst thing he's ever done in his life, now that we're learning. But what is
and every time they talk about it, they say former Jets quarterback.
Why do they do that? But what is the motivation? Unless the Niners are like, no, we're not interested. We're going with Trey Lance.
I mean,
what is the motivation for Tom Brady to come to the Jets? Knowing the history he's got with his franchise, knowing all that stuff, like, does it really, like, that doesn't make sense.
It does to me. Like,
I know it does to you, which surprises me.
You know he can't go back to New England. They won't take him back. And maybe he don't want to go back. Look at the weapons. He go here. He sees this as a young football team.
Yeah.
Becton comes back. Vera Tucker's one of the best.
You're
going
to need that line to be right because you know he's a statue.
Yeah.
800-919-3776. Let's grab some more calls here. Oh, look. It's funny. Ira in Staten Island is calling in. Ira, we haven't heard from you in years, and yet we've been on this station. Where you been?
I'm usually teaching or coaching, and I don't usually get done till 3-4 o'clock.
Oh,
so
okay.
So that's pretty much. But I start getting some Wednesdays off, so that's why I hear you now. And Happy New Year to both of you.
Happy New Year.
And first of all, Bart's 100% right. You know, I've been going down, usually with my wife, down to the Dolphin games for 25-plus years. Doesn't matter what the Jet record is. That stadium will be three-quarters filled with Jet fans this week. And, you know, as for the quarterback situation, I think they're handling it right. Zach, you know, you can't put Wilson out there this week. It's just, you know, what type of message are you sending the team, especially what's happened over the last month. And as for the future with the quarterback, let's see what they do with the coordinator, if they're going to keep him or not. And there's really not that many options. I just, with all due respect, don't see Brady coming here. I think it comes down to two guys. It comes down to Garoppolo or Carr. And then that's going to be determined on whether they retain LaFleur. And, you know, whichever one, Douglas decides to go with. I'm good with either one. I would prefer Garoppolo if they keep LaFleur. But
that's
if they move on... Yeah, but if they move on, I would go with Derek Carr because he's just his durability. He's only missed 2 or 3 games his whole career. Jimmy's getting hurt all the time. So I would prefer Carr, but if the floor is retained, then I go with Garoppolo.
Thank you, Ira. What do you think, Bart? I mean, I
like Carr because simply it's a short-term deal because
right.
You can make a trade for him. You can give up a fifth-round draft pick. They just want to get the money off their books. 3 days after the Super Bowl, they have to make a decision, and they don't want to have to eat it and cut him. Oh, they can cut him, but they much rather try and get something in return for him.
Of course.
Him. Give up a fifth-round draft pick. I mean, you got a second for Sam Darnold.
Which is?
This guy's a Pro Bowler. He's only 31 years old.
Jose's in Manhattan. Jose?
Yeah, I think I got a quick fix here. We bring in Carr, and then we go and draft the quarterback from the Gators, Anthony Robinson, I think his name is, and you put Zach Wilson in the closet somewhere, and you got to fire LaFleur. His calling is horrible.
Here's the thing about the LaFleur stuff.
Yeah, his calling is horrible. He looked great with Breece Hall.
I was just
putting up all those yards with Joe Flacco and all that stuff.
Yeah, when Mike White comes in.
Offensive line, injured, like shuffling.
Everything seems to work fine.
Yep.
It's Zach who misses so many damn plays.
Yeah, even when Flacco was throwing for 300.
Last year when he was the play caller, was it Josh? What was his name?
Josh Johnson.
Josh Johnson threw for 300 yards.
Yeah.
I don't get this. And I know there are times where you're like, why are you calling that play? Like, there's the times when they're on the 1 yard line and they get a little too cute.
Yeah.
And Salah said something that I kind of agree with, Bart, is that when you're a young coach, you make mistakes.
Yeah, he's learning too.
It does happen.
He's learning too. He made mistakes as a head coach.
I don't know if I'm.
Remember about the timeouts? He made mistakes this year too.
I don't know if I'm ready to like.
2 years.
Put it, yeah, yeah. To give up on LaFleur as a play caller? Does he need to learn and get better? Yeah, of course he does, but he is really young. But there's been it's been proven with three different quarterbacks that you could put up 300 yards with this offense.
Yeah.
And we're not talking about superstar quarterbacks. We're talking about just, is it fair to say pedestrian? I mean, they're decent, not great quarterbacks. Lighten it up.
Professional quarterbacks.
They're just guys.
They're professional quarterbacks. That's guys. The best way to say it. Professional quarterback.
Yeah, well, right? In the NFL, you're professional.
No, some guys are amateurs that's hired not as professionals.
But you see what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I just feel like that's, I know there's people that are calling for his job. I don't know if I'm ready to do that. Now, are they developing Zach Wilson? No. Have they had issues with this franchise in the past of not developing young quarterbacks? Yes. But do I put that on the offensive coordinator? Not entirely. I think they've got to figure it out. And sometimes, you know, you let a coach figure it out. But I don't think that Mike LaFleur is in the top three of reasons why the Jets aren't in the playoffs this year. I wouldn't put him in the top three.
Exactly. And listen, he's had a carousel at the offensive line position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that issue
stability.
Too.
I mean, he's
injuries.
Five or six deep at the offensive line position.
They're not in the playoffs because Zach Wilson was not good enough and Mike White got hurt, right? So quarterback play, number one. Breece Hall injury, number two. Offensive line, number three.
They're on their fourth running back. They brought James Robinson and he wasn't the answer. Bam Knight is the fourth string.
And he actually was pretty good.
And then and Johnson.
Yeah.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Let's grab more of these calls as we're having this conversation about what the Jets really should be doing going forward with Zach Wilson. So he's not going to play in the final game of the season. That's the choice that they make. And Robert Saleh saying he needs to get away from football. But does he need to get away from the Jets? Bart believes he will be on the team next year. I kind of agree with it as well. Let's get some calls. Arsenio. In Rutherford.
I ain't even going to do it. I ain't going to do it.
You know, yes, you are. Do it. No, go ahead.
I'm Bart.
How many times?
Meet the Simpsons.
Let's do it. How many times
you want me to do
that?
It? It's Arsenio!
Oh! You probably get that every damn day.
Every single day.
What's good, man?
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy
so
New Year.
When it comes to the Jets, man, The frustrating thing is that really with mediocre quarterback play, this team would most likely have 10, 11 wins.
Yep. It's scary, right?
Truthfully, it's sad. It's sad to see. But I think, you know, for someone who all my friends are listening to this right now and they know that I've been like O.J. Simpson's lawyer defending Zach Wilson since the beginning. I personally, you know, since the Patriots game, that's when I was kind of tuned out once that whole thing happened with what he said. And now at this point, I think he's done. I officially think he's done with the Jets. I think they should go after Derek Carr because the thing with Derek Carr is he would be the best leader, I think, of all the options when it comes. Like, he'd be a leader in that locker room instantly. And I think he meshes well with what Jet fans are, like his emotions. He wears his emotions on his sleeve.
Oh, yeah.
But realistically, I think they would, you know, go after Rodgers because of obviously who he is and the offense that they run and Jimmy Garoppolo for that same reason. But I think Derek Carr would – he'd be the most decorated QB that they've had in there, I think, ever if you look at what he's done in his resume.
Yeah.
And I think he would do well with that team.
Yeah, I believe so too. I mean, and he's only 31 years old, so it's not like he's a three-time Pro Bowler. He's thrown for 4,000 yards, you know, a lot of times, you know, especially lately in his career. And, you know, what he did last year, you know, with all the controversy they had to get that team to 10-7 was a miracle to me. I mean, you talk about losing a teammate because he, you know, manslaughter or whatever they call that. You know, you talk about the controversy with John Gruden. He kept that team together, man, and they played well, went to the postseason. He almost threw for 5,000 yards last year.
Let's take Alan in Uniondale. Alan?
Hello?
Alan, how you doing?
Alan on the highway.
What's going on, fellas, man? Happy New Year's, man.
Happy New Year.
Yo, I'm happy that y'all still in New York. Y'all still in New York, man. That ass.
Appreciate it. It's all good.
Nah, but I was going to get into this Derek Carr stuff. I don't know why everybody wants Derek Carr. They put him on this pedestal. Gruden, right? You know, remember that Gruden show? He used to talk to all those quarterbacks and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Quarterback camp.
Right. So I remember the quarterback camp. Gruden was talking about, oh, Derek Carr, I would love to have you as my quarterback, this and that, this and that. We've seen that story. We've seen how that played out. They couldn't even work with each other.
Well, but he took him to the playoffs last year. It wasn't that he couldn't work with each other. Gruden got fired. And that he still took that team to the playoffs. At 10-7,
in a division, got them to the playoffs.
In a division where you know Justin Herbert is supposed to be the next coming, and Patrick Mahomes is the resident GOAT now, or the boat, right, the best of all time right now. And he threw for almost 5,000 yards last year. He threw for 23 touchdowns and only 14 interceptions last year, and that was without Davante Adams.
See, I always take, and I know you can look at numbers and you can look at team success.
I look at the consistency, though, too.
Well, I'm also looking at what I hear players say, and it started with Keyshawn Johnson. I mean, look, Keyshawn Johnson doesn't suck up to anybody.
Right.
But he was a wide receiver, so he looks at the game different, and he looks at quarterbacks different. And he has stayed on this for at least 3 years since, you know, again, I started working with him 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And his whole thing is this guy can play.
Yeah.
And I asked him, like, what tells you? Because the numbers, he'll have good numbers at sometimes, but the success isn't always there. And he said, man, it just looks right. I know what I see. I know what I'm looking at. Harry Douglas, a wide receiver, said the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, there's just guys who have played the game and I'm catching that pass. That guy throws passes that I can catch.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing.
He's at the top of the third tier, right?
Because I think that's fair.
It's only two or three guys in that first tier. It's a lot of guys in that second tier. So you got probably now, you got Josh Allen, you got Patrick Mahomes, you got Joe Burrow at that top of that tier, right? You know, this year, because of where they are, you have Aaron Rodgers, you have like Lamar Jackson, you got that second tier,
All right?
And then you got that top of the third tier, right, where it's Dak, Derek Carr, Kirk Cousins. He's at that top of that list of the third tier. He's that third tier of quarterbacks that you can win with, and they're really, really good. They're just not special, right? It's nothing that they do that you can be like, man, that guy's special.
Right.
But he's really good. He's a solid pro. He gets it done. You know what Derek Carr is? He's Chauncey Billups.
Hey, Chauncey Billups won a championship.
Yeah, he's Chauncey Billups. Like, you put him on your team, you don't have to worry about the quarterback position. It's going to be played at a high level. He's going to make winning plays.
Right.
And he's not going to lose you a game. I mean, you talk about just in 2016, he was 25 years old, right? He was an MVP candidate before he got hurt.
No, I know.
He had the Raiders at 12-3. 12-3. This guy is a good quarterback. He was well on his way to throwing for 4,000 yards, right? He's been in the league. He's thrown for 4,000 yards five times. He's been in the league 9 years. And he's playing for the Raiders, which we know that's an asterisk because that can be a dysfunctional organization at times, too. Next caller.
Mike is in New Jersey. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. I really enjoy the show, and you guys do a great job of keeping it moving. Good luck with the New York spot. I just wanted to bring up one thing about your comment about Daniel Jones and then Bart. I wanted to ask you something about Saleh.
Sure.
And his leadership. But the thing, I was laughing when you guys were talking about Daniel Jones, you know, stealing him from the Giants because, you know, better talent. You know, if the offensive line gets better, the defensive. I mean, if I'm Daniel Jones, I'm saying, why would I even consider going there? The first thing I would look at is the coaching. You know, I just wouldn't.
It's just not going to happen.
It's fair. Dayball's done a great – I'm with you, Mike. Dayball's done a great job with him.
But he coached him really hard in the first month of the season.
Like, he was on him, and yet they stayed connected, and at the end, you see how happy he is for him. I'm telling you, that's a great story, those two guys.
Okay.
Now, Bart, I really want to ask you this about Saleh. I played team sports, but you played football. You have Zach Wilson, who's obviously mentally weak, right? Not feeling himself, and you have Mike White. Would you ever allow the team to start wearing shirts, "I love Mike White"? That just isolates Zach Wilson even more.
Yeah, that was weird, man.
When he comes back, like I know people are like, well, he can't do him to do it. Well, Saleh, you're a leader of men. You're supposed to hold those guys together and lead everybody. You're not helping your second draft pick by making him feel even less than.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I did feel a certain – you know what, Mike? I'm glad you brought that up. We never got to talk about that. Mike, I felt a certain way about
Mike,
that.
Were you pushing Carmelo down when you had Lynn Sanity? Sometimes Mike White and what he was doing was just exciting. And it was exciting.
But
you
they weren't wearing shirts, Bart.
No.
Lynn Sanity?
They weren't doing that.
The teammates were wearing shirts. Yeah. So then when Zach Wilson goes out and plays – he has to feel. How's he going to feel?
You know what? This is more like this.
Mike, you're
right. And I think the better way to do it is this. Is as if all of a sudden Julius Randle got hurt. And Obi Toppin had like 3 or 4 games where he just played out of his mind.
Mm-hmm.
And his whole team is wearing like, you know, Obi Toppin is popping T-shirts. Julius Randle's sitting there like, really?
But they're just happy for him. And Alan, I guarantee you those T-shirts was made by somebody else that gave him those shirts. People
it was even the moment in time when Zach said all that didn't step up for his defense. So they were already chirping about him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That moment when he said that, he already feels isolated. And then they wear these
made
shirts.
It worse.
You don't need to wear the shirt. Yeah. Everybody knows it.
That shirt thing, we might not have been on the air.
We probably weren't on the air for that.
Mike, I appreciate the call. That's an interesting topic.
I think it was an indictment on Zach Wilson's leadership. And
I don't think we were on the air for this.
And it's how he carries himself in the building.
That would have, like, as a player, that would have pissed me off. Like, really, guys? This is what we're doing? Like, you might be, and they were. He was supportive of Mike White. He was. And Mike White was supportive of him. But it doesn't mean I'm not wearing that damn shirt.
We saw this with Heinicke and Wentz. Right, I don't know if any T-shirts was made.
No, there was no T-shirt. There was no T-shirt. It was Terry McLaurin who just said
Terry McLaurin was we love him.
Yeah, he has a certain fight to him.
And
we love that.
And he didn't say any of that with Carson Wentz.
No, but that's different than
that's not isolating.
We're walking into a game wearing shirts because he's better than this.
That's just saying that we're supporting him, right? Like, you know, that's
all. That kind of bothers me.
I mean, it could bother him. And I think, listen, at some point, like in an NFL locker room, you can't be sensitive. Right, the fact that you have to ask yourself as a leader, why did they take a Mike White shirt, and why I can't connect with my teammates that way? That's something that makes you look that way. I mean, you look at Buffalo; they did that for Von Miller, right? He was hurt. You don't want to support him, make him feel good.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about making Zach Wilson feel bad; it's about making Mike White feel like, hey, we got your back, we're supporting you. It ain't like they put on some Joe Flacco shirts, right? They're just happy because everybody loves the underdog. Right, everybody loves the underdog getting an opportunity.
The caller was saying was that Saleh could have seen this and said, "Guys, let's not do this because this is it's not reflecting well on one of your teammates. It's almost like you're playing favorites, and it's just a bad look."
It happens all the time. Everybody loves the backup quarterback. Backup quarterback comes.
You're not wrong.
He wins some games. It's a craze, right?
Yeah, you're not wrong.
I'm sure it was some Lynn Sanity shirts. The players might have not worn it.
But Jeremy Lin didn't play the same position that Carmelo Anthony did. They didn't play the same position.
I get it.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
We'll get some NBA stuff going here at the top of the hour, Bart, because the Knicks play the Spurs tonight. A little bit of a, payback game.
Payback game?
Yeah, man. You lost the game you shouldn't have lost last week.
If they're playing in New York, that means somebody's going to set a record. Well, blocks or...
I don't know, but...
Why does it
seems like every night somebody's doing something in the NBA, whether it's Donovan Mitchell's 71 point. You get another 50-point game last night. Giannis goes for 55.
Yeah, his best game as a pro.
And, yeah, his career high.
His career
What's he done? 40, 15, and 5 in like 3 straight games, three other players have ever done it.
Which one's more impressive to you? Donovan Mitchell, who went, you know, close, you know, Wilt kind of owns all those. Or Luka, which you were front row
that
to.
That triple-double was insane.
60-20 triple-double.
Crazy performance by him. 60-20-10.
That wouldn't have never happened in the Bad Boys era.
Oh, the game's different now.
Somebody would have took him out.
But just,
but he's kind of big.
I think
he's
just offensively, the game is different now. Like, guys, are, you're seeing 40s and 50s now for the last couple of weeks. It's been like every, it almost seems like every night somebody at least gets 40.
Yeah.
So we'll get into that in a little bit. But we got calls to get to. Bart, people want to talk to you.
Oh, that's what's up.
And I'm just the conduit. That's all I am. I am just a conduit between you and the people.
And the people.
You see the board. Who you want to talk to? You call it out.
And the people.
Who you want to talk to?
Let's go, Dutch.
All right, Dutch and Yonkers. Dutch.
Hey, guys. First of all, I am honored that Bart chose me. I am a huge Jets fan. Second, your guy got my name wrong. It's Stretch, like Armstrong.
I thought Dutch. I was going to say Dutch is a tough name.
Well, Dutch.
Like when somebody calls you Dutch, like Dutch walks in the room, you know, yeah. Dutch is ducking his head to get through the door. But Stretch also is.
Stuff like that too.
I mean, Stretch is probably ducking his head as
Dutch,
well, though, right?
Michi.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a pretty big guy. Is how I got the name. So,
how big are you though? What's your height?
I'm you know, if I were in the NBA, I'd be a point guard, you know, so I'm around 6'2", 6'3", but I'm like 250.
Hang on
you
a
know,
second,
weight,
they,
you know.
They call you Stretch and you're 6'2"?
Everybody's in the NBA, all right? So,
You know, Allen's 6'6", they would call you Spear if you hung around Allen.
I mean,
right, pretty much, you know. But I want to get to it. I love good. Both of you guys. I'm a huge Jets fan. All so right. Bart, you are my guy when it comes to me. How I think about the Jets. Alan, do not discredit yourself. You are my Knicks guy. Listen, I like Larry too. I know he's, you know, a big Knicks fan. But you are my Knicks guy when it comes to, like, I know you bleed these colors, orange and blue. You know, like, trust me, I get it. So quickly, I mean, after I'm done with my call, when I'm done with my call, really quick, I do want to hear a six-leg parley out of you. But my quick comments, because I called on Jimmy G real quick. I respect callers like Ira. You know, I heard every word he said. If you want to vote Carr, that's absolutely fine. My vote is Jimmy G. I say this because it fits with the Salah system already. You know, you're not really looking at long-term thing anyway. He can mentor whatever young quarterback, Wilson, or whoever it is, really. I don't know how he can repair what he's doing with this whole debacle, really. As for Wilson himself, not saying the fans or anything else, because it's about, like you said, it's a mental aspect of being toughness. You know, so whoever is going to be that next guy has to, you know, sit under. Because the problem is, boys, we don't have continuity, okay? Like, if you have some continuity, you know, then everything fits into place. Like, look at the team we have. Look, everyone's falling on defense. It's like, it's Super Bowl caliber. You know, you can stop anybody, hold anybody to 3 points, but you can't score a touchdown.
Yeah, that Patriots game, Stretch, that's the one that I think got us all. Where there's a game that you should have won, and you just couldn't get it done. You're in the red zone kicking touchdowns.
This crazy, Alan. I called Larry before. I'd love to be a more regular caller of you guys too. I called Larry before the week before that game. I asked him, "Can I love this team again?" And like he went with the whole Don LaGreca rant. Like, it's okay for you to love this team. Since then, it has been five games of garbage.
See?
And I'm going right back into
that
my shell.
That is what happens. I'm telling you. That's how I felt. This was Lucy. Putting the football down. That's what Larry did to you. I love Larry, but that's what he did to you.
Yeah.
He's Lucy.
Yep.
He put the football down and said, no, this time, Chuck, no, I'm going to hold that. Oh, I'm going to kick it to the moon. And what does Lucy always do?
Right.
Pulls the football away. Every time.
Every time she moves the football.
That's the problem. Time. That's what happens when you're a Jets fan.
Before you hang up on me, I think we all need to break in the new year right. Really, I can't wait to hear all your responses and everything I say. I need to hear the wise words of Bart Stradamus.
Oh.
Guys, I love you.
Oh, yes.
Bart Stradamus.
New year.
How did you find us?
Same me.
Really?
Oh, yes.
We tried to leave you back at the other studio.
Oh, I'm omnipresent. I'm stuck to you, Alan. Like an algae. Oh, yes.
I could find worse things to...
Sucking the blood.
Excuse me?
Out of praising.
Oh, yes.
He said Jimmy G. Oh, should you say Houdini? As he's never around when you need him the most.
Mm.
He became the starter In 2017, he's only played a full season once, Allen. Oh, you can't depend on him. You're not in good hands with Allstate with Jimmy G. Oh, he's going to come up missing, and missing when you need him the most.
Are we not we're not sponsored by Progressive anymore, I guess, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, no. Progressive never gave me a detail. Oh, no. I don't grow with Flo anymore.
Oh, man.
But I tell you what, man.
This is usually our Barsha Dharma's day, too.
Yeah, so. Yeah. But, you know, we easing you back into us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. We don't want to overwhelm you with
Fallout bitch. Yeah, yeah. You know, we haven't did audio files yet or anything.
No, we haven't done audio files yet. Everything is awesome. You know what I can't wait, though? I really can't wait, though. Like, you and I, during football season, is, like, we both kind of are on the same. We rarely disagree football season.
Right.
Basketball season, we love to have fun. When baseball season begins. Oh, yeah.
Hello, Dom. Bart. This is Dom Smith. And I miss you. I'm in grieving right now, man.
Bring me back.
I'm in grieving right
You're
now.
You're really upset about Dom Smith?
Yes.
Why?
He's my Bobo.
But he's getting a chance to play.
I'm happy.
Your Pistons didn't want Bobo.
We did want him. He just had a bad foot. And, you know, 7-footers with bad feet that's built like a praying mantis don't really last that long. He's doing something that we haven't seen before. I told you that he was way-way.
You were right.
He was way-way.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he—
Wembanyama, you mean.
I hope he gets, like, most improved player of the year. Whether he's a starter or not, he's deserving.
Oh, I think he's in the conversation.
Player.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
he's been fantastic.
And people can't deny the talent that they see in what he is. He's a unicorn. He's a unicorn. If Porzingis is
there's
a unicorn,
lot more,
he's a unicorn.
There's a lot more guys like him now, though. That's the thing, but still.
But nobody does it with the flair. He hasn't cracked a smile in 5 years.
Speaking of flair, we get to see Michael Kay now on a regular basis. That's what made me want to play the chimes, just because we saw Kay.
Well, he has some good shoes on, too, man.
Yeah.
Can't hide money.
You prove that every day, my friend.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.